Okay. Today is Daf Sanach Beis. We're going to start the new parak shortly. But before we do that, we're a little bit behind, but we'll catch up today. It's no problem. We are on Samach Aleph Amid Beis, where it says Tana Rabbanon. I don't know. It's about, 2, 4, 6, 8, but 15 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanon. It says in the Pasuk, we're back to Mitzorah. We're still talking about Mitzorah. A few more lines about Mitzorah. Tana Rabbanon, something I never knew till I did this Gemara. Tana Rabbanon, V'lokach midam ha'asham. It says in the Pasuk, V'lokach midam ha'asham, and the Kohen will take the dam of the asham and apply it to the body of the Kohen. Right? On his bohonos, his thumb, and his ear. So yachol b'kli. I would think that would be with a kli, because as Rashi points out, the word V'lokach always implies with a kli. So, of course, it shouldn't be any different. Talmud Lomar, therefore the Pasuk says, V'nosan, and the Kohen will put the dam on the mitzvah's body. Ma nesina ba'atzmo shel kohen, just like the nesina has to be with the finger, there's no way to put something with a kli. You don't have to pour it on the kohen's body, you have to apply it to the body. Af lekicha ba'atzmo shel kohen, so too the lekicha is really with the kohen's body and not with a kli. Fine. Yachal aflam is mizbeach kain. So I would think the same thing applies to the blood that is applied onto the mizbeach. That should also be done without a kli. And the kohen should receive the dam in his hand. Talmud lomar, no, don't think that by the mizbeach. Ki kachatas ha'asham hu. There's a pasuk there that the asham is just like the chatas. Ma chatas tu'una kli, af asham tu'una kli. Just like a chatas, you always apply to sprinkle on the mizbeach with a kli. By the mitzvah, it's no different. So what do you have? You have somebody receiving the dam in their hand, applying it to the coins to the mitzvah's body, and somebody normal taking it with a kli and putting it on the mizbeah. How do you do that? So the Gemara says, "Ata Omer, Asha mitzvah, shnei kahanim. You have two kahanim. Mekabel mesad is damo that are receiving the dam from the shechit of this animal for mitzvah. Achas biyad, achas bekli. One with a hand and one with a kli. Zeh shekivel bekli bolo etzel mizbeah. The one who received it with a kli, he goes toward the mizbeach. V'zeh shekibul biyad bolo etzel mitzorah. And the one who goes to the yad, the one who has it with his yad, he is the one who puts it on the mitzorah's body. Very interesting. Okay, back to Yom Kippur. So the Gemara had said yesterday, well, we've been saying it all along, that if you have to bring a second par or a second seir, because the first one the dam spilled, you have to bring another one. Now, there are rules, especially about the seir. There are specific rules. What do you do with that animal after it is slaughtered? So there are special rules about taking it outside to the Beit HaDeshen, where you bring the leftover the ashes or some outside place, and you burn it over there. And so there is a special rule. You have to burn the animal that had been used for a carbon, but on Yom Kippur only. So I don't know if this applies to every carbon, but it certainly applies to this Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, Tanan Hasam. We learned in the Mishnah that V'kula Metam and Begadim, each one. Let's say you had to bring three Seirs, because you spilled the dam twice. So you bring three of them. Each one has to have Metam and Begadim. The Begadim become, make you Tame. Right? The Kohanim that carry out these animals become Tame. To the extent that their clothes become Tame. So this first Tana saying, it applies to all, any, no matter how many there are. No matter how many there are. If there are three, all three have these rules about Tumah and V'nisraf and HaBeis HaDeshen. And they have to be taken out to this Beis HaDeshen to be burnt. All of them. Devi Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon. Which is consistent because they hold that each one does something. That's so it's consistent that they're going to hold this. Each one affects some kapara. Right? You combine the sprinklings between the two. So both of them are valuable. Both of them have these rules. V'chacham omrim, no. Ein metam in begadim, the ein nisraf in the Beis HaDeshen. They don't require to be taken out to the Beis HaDeshen. And they aren't metam in the begadim of the Kohen. Eloha achron, only the last one. Why? Ha'ol v'gamar bo kapara. That's the one that you get kapara for. Who? The Chacham. The Chacham hold, if you had five sprinklings and you spilled the dam, that was worthless.
No, it says Gomar. It's not necessary.
But you started over when you bring the new one. You started over from scratch. Yeah, we've always been saying all along. I think we're assuming it's the same shita. So since right, the word gomer here is a little funny. Should say that this is the kapara, right? Not gomer the kapara. Okay, that's fair. But I think they're assuming it's the same shita. And since the other ones are worthless, they don't have these rules about going out to Beis HaDeshen. Fine. Now listen to this question. Rava Meir of Nachman. Rava asks Rav Nachman, "Kama se'irim mishaleach? How many se'irim go to Lazazel?" What's the question? The question is, let's say you have to bring 3 se'irim Lashem because you spilled them twice. The rule is that whenever you bring a new se'ir, you have to have the lottery again. Because there's a lottery again, so you're bringing another se'ir. So now you have 3 se'irim Lashem. And you need each one because you spill a dime in between. But then you have 3 se'irim lazazel. So how many lazazels do you throw off the cliff already? You always have to have the same number. Because they always have to be a pair. That's the first mission of the next parak. They always have to be a pair. So how many do you throw off? All 3? Never heard of that. So the Gemara says, no. Amalei. V'chi edro mishaleach. What, the whole herd you have to throw off? So it's like a rhetorical question. Everything you're throwing off the cliff. So Amarloso, Rav answers back, no. V'chi edra soref, but you're burning all of them, Rav Nachman, according to you hold, you burn them all. So if you burn them all, meaning you have value to all of them, so maybe you should throw all of them off the cliff, all of them should be Lazazel. Why not? So the Gemara says, no, me dummy, it's not a comparison. Hasam, by the Se'irim Lashem, Loksiv Oso. It doesn't say the word Oso, to make it only one. Hacha, but by the Lazazel, Siv Oso. It says Oso. So even though you're going to have many Se'irim Lashem, you're only going to have one Lazazel. Only one. Why? It's Rashi says, which Pasuk L'Shaleich Oso Lazazel. Only one's going to be thrown off the cliff. Which one? It's a Machlokas. Itmar. Rav Papi Mishmei D'Rava Amar. Which one? Rishon M'Shaleich. The first one. Right? The first one. Rav Simi Mishmei D'Rava Amar. Achor M'Shaleich. No, the last one. Right? The middle ones, everybody agrees that those aren't on the table. Either the first one or the last one. Why the first one? Why the last one? The Gemara will say now. Bishlam Rav Simi Mishmei D'Rava D'Amar Achor M'Shaleich. I understand why you're sending out the last one. Why? Kasavar, Ho'ol V'Gamar Bo Kapara. That's the one that you get the Kapara from. The parallel Hashem. Does that make sense? To throw out the last one? Right? That makes sense. Ella, Rav Papi Mishmei D'Rava, but why the first one? Why throw out the first one? That comparable Se'ir Lashem, the blood spilled. Why that one? My Kasavar, what does he hold? So the Gemara says, you know what? Savra lakar b'yosi. He holds like a b'yosi. The Armah who said, mitzvah berishon. There's a mitzvah to use the first one. Mitzvah. Hi, b'yosi. Where did b'yosi say such a statement? We're going to have five practical questions where this comes up. I mean, they're rare, but they come up. Where did b'yosi say this? Elam b'yosi, the kupos. Is it b'yosi back to shkalim? Right? Rabbi Yossi made a statement by Shkolim. What was the rule by Shkolim? That now we had a mission over there. Shalosh kupos shal shalosh shalosh se'in. There were 3 pushkas, 3 boxes over there, and each box had filled up a sa. And shebehem tormenes halishka. And that's the boxes they would use to remove the money out of them to pay for stuff in the Beis HaMikdash, whatever they needed. Now the coast of Aleim, Aleph Beis Gimel. And they wrote on them Aleph Beis Gimel. One box said Aleph, one box said Beis, one box said Gimel. V'tanya, and we looked on a Braisa. Amar Rabbi Yossi says, Lama kasav alei in Aleph Beis Gimel? Why do you have to write Aleph Beis Gimel? What's the difference? So Rabbi Yossi answered, Leida, you should know, Eizem Ehen Nitrim Arishon. Which ones were first? Which ones were donated first? Lahavi, Haimenu, Rishon. Those bring those first. Why? Shemitzvah Barishon. It's a mitzvah to use the first. So that's what Yossi is very consistent. You throw off the first Seir Mishtaleach, because he always holds Mitzvah Berishon. Where? By Shkalim. So the Gemara says, oh, that's not a Raya. Dilma, maybe, Be'idna D'Izchazoi Kamaitha, maybe by Shkalim it's different. You know why? Because at the time the first Shkalim are available, Lo Izchazoi Basraisa. Later Shkalim aren't available yet. It's not because they have a preference to the first. That's not why. Why is it? Because people are late. People are late. They didn't bring it yet. It hasn't been Mekudesh yet. So you have no choice. You use Aleph. So that can't be Pshat. So where did Rabbi Yossi get this idea of first? Ella, Rabbi Yossi de Pesach. It's Rabbi Yossi about Karban Pesach. Why? Where'd that come? Where's it? The Tanya. Hamafrish Pischo. If somebody is Mafrish, his Karban Pesach. V'ovid. And he lost it. He lost, can't find it. Tzarev Pesach. V'hifrish Achar Tachtov. And he doesn't need another one. V'achakach nimtza harishon. And now he finds the first one. So he's got two now. V'hareshneim omdim. He's got two of them. Eze mehem sheyirtze Yaakov. You know which one you could bring? Whichever one you want. Eze sheyirtze, whichever one you want. Divrei Rebbe. That divrei chachamim. That's the word of the chachamim. Whichever one you want. Rabbi Yossi Omar. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Mitzvah Berishon. It's a mitzvah with the first one. V'im. What's the mitzvah with the first? Why is the mitzvah you use the first one? Because first, we have a... Danny, close the door. We have a preference for the first. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. And Rabbi Yossi just ends off, V'mha yasheni muvchar b'manu yivyeru. If the second one's better, bring the second one. So what do you see? That Rabbi Yossi has a preference. Use the first one. So too on Yom Kippur. Use the first one. Well, how does this come up? Listen to this question. Guy, all these are in the Shalos and Tshuvos Farm. Somebody's checking his mezuzahs. But he has a very strong suspicion his mezuzah is possible. So he's very, very machmir. So he doesn't even want to have 1 second where he doesn't have a mezuzah on the door. 1 day even. So he buys a new mezuzah. Then he takes the mezuzah off, goes to have it checked, and lo and behold, it's kosher. Now he's got two mezuzahs. Which one should he put up? Does he have to put up the first one, or can he put up the second one? Same achlokas. Whichever one you want, assuming they're the same. Whichever one you want. Why? We don't have a preference for the Rishon. We hold, the Chacham don't hold like that. Rabbi Yossi says the Rishon. We don't hold like that. Either one you want. Another similar. The guy was going to do Pidyon HaBen. So he's got the 5 slime in his pocket. And on the way, he loses them. So he takes another 5 slime. And then at the Pidyon HaBen, at the Suda, and he finds it's the first 5 slime. So which 5 slime should he use for the mitzvah? Whichever one he wants. What? People ask these shaylos. We're going to get to ones where they're more lamaisa. Another one, it's Hanukkah. And the guy doesn't have any oil. He ran out of oil. So he puts in the wax candles. Oil's been a mitzvah in a muvchar, no question about it. He's about to light the wax candle. The wife comes running, I found the oil. So he didn't do the mitzvah yet. So which one do you do? Right, the Rishon's in the menorah already. So there everyone holds, no, you take them out because it's muvchar. They're better. There, even the Chacham would agree, oil's better than wax. What? Yomololoyorad. Listen to this one. They take out the Torah to start laning. They take out the Torah to start laning. And it's not, this could happen, and it's not up to the right spot. So they start rolling it. And the guy that comes to make sure it's at the right spot. So he's looking at, and he notices two letters are touching. Two letters are touching. It's a puzzle. What do you do? Bring out another Torah. But the first Torah they leave there. They bring out another Torah. Now there were two Torahs lying on the bima. The Rav says, wait a minute, let me see that Torah there that he said is puzzle. He comes over to the Torah, and sure enough, it's not puzzle. He calls over the Gabbai. The Gabbai says, you're right, made a mistake. We have two Torahs out, which one do you lay? We have a fellow listener who had this question. The question was, it was Erev Pesach that fell out on Shabbos. 2 years ago it happened, 2 years ago, Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. So it's a regular week, it's a regular Shabbos. But the shul, they made a mistake. They took out two Torahs because it was like Yom Tov already. They forgot. They took out two Torahs like it's Mastir. Then they realized we took out the wrong Torah. We took out an extra Torah. What do we do with it? Should we lane from it? Should we split up the parishes and lane? So it's a very similar question. You took out two Torahs, you didn't have to. So he holds over there, here, so I forgot who it was, one of the Shalos of Chuvasvar, he says, you don't say Eze Mehem Yershir to here. You don't say that. Because the first one was never, there was never anything wrong with it. At least by Karban Pesach, for a while, even though it wasn't, in your mind it was lost. You could say the comparison, in your mind it was lost, in your mind it was puzzled. We don't say that. What he says is, at least by the Karban Pesach, even for 20 minutes, you only had one Karban Pesach. Why? Because the other one was lost. Here, the first Torah was never a puzzle. You thought it was, you're wrong. It was never a puzzle. So the first Torah was never dachli. It was never pushed off. Therefore, everybody would agree you learned from the first Torah, you put the second one back. So, they quote this Gemara. For this happened in the shul. They quote this Gemara. And the last case, monthly like this one, there was a Baal Tokeya in the shul, and he got sick. He got sick. So what they do? They hired another guy to be shofar blower. And then what happened? Erev Rosh Hashanah, he's better. He's better. So he says, I want to blow shofar. So the second guy says, I'm hired now. Right? So you have two Baal Tokeya standing in front of you. Which one do you use? So at first, this is the Panim Eros was asked this question. So at first he wanted to say, you should use Eze Mehem Sheyirtze. Right? They're both good. But then he said, even the Chacham would agree here that it should be the first one. Why? Because again, same idea. There was never a time, he says, by Karban Pesach, you have this Erev Pesach window where you have to get ready. So in Erev Pesach, at Chatzos, who's on deck? Is it which animal you have? You have one or two. So he says, even though Rashi says, it makes no difference when you find the second one, even because there is a window. There is a window when only one is good. When you lose the first one, you mafresh the second one. However long that lasts, even if it's for 5 minutes, there was a period of time where that second cow, where the second carbon has chashivas. It has chashivas until you find the first one. Then what do I do? He says, by Erev Rosh Hashanah, there's no period of time where you care. It doesn't make a difference. All we care about is on Rosh Hashanah morning, who's blowing shofar? So if the first one's available, he should certainly have kedima. It's not so comparable. So he wanted a paskin that you should give it to the first one because if he's available, he's available. The second one have chashivas? No, we don't say the chashivas issue because there's no preparation. All these shilas come up from this Gemara from Yuma Samach Beis. Okay, that ends the parak. Hadron Alach Hotziolo, Hadron Alach Hotziolo, Hadron Alach Hotziolo. We now start the next parak. The next parak is all about the Seir Lazazel. We haven't discussed him at all. We've only been discussing everything else that went on in the Beis HaMikdash. Now we're up to the Seir Lazazel. We went up on a lot of tangents. We're back to the Seir Lazazel. The Magid Meisharim, which is Rabbi Yosef Cairo, he says that the Seir Lazazel, right, he learned the Chavrusa with an angel, and he says the Seir Lazazel is the Raza de Raza, the secret of secrets, like how this works and why it works. Big secret. Big mystery. We're going to try to give a little bit of a explanation, at least something that we could take home. But it's we've discussed it on Shabbos. The nitty gritty halachos of the karbanos are very, very difficult to understand how they work, why they work. But and the Magid Meisharim says on the top of that list is the Seir Lazazel. That's the biggest secret of all. So here we go. So Shnei Seira Yom HaKippurim, the two goats of Yom Kippur, Mitzvasan Shiyihu Shnehem Shavin, they both have to be the same value. Rashi says B'mare in appearance, U'bekoma in height, U'bedamim and in value. So Rashi says, what is it B'mare? They have to look exactly alike. We know no two people look exactly alike. No two people in the whole world, 5 billion people, none of them look alike. They look similar some people, but not alike. What about animals? So it's a discussion. Can animals look exactly alike?
They all look alike.
They all look alike, right? But do they have to look mamish exactly alike for this din? So some of the Medayik and Rashi know. Rashi says, what do you mean b'mara? What does Rashi say? Shneim levanin, they're both white, or shchor, or black, or svichim, or gray. Doesn't say they have to be exact features. They're the same color, same skin, same fur, exactly the same. Every eyelash, very difficult, or maybe some say it's not even possible. Just means as close as possible, same general idea. And ubilikasan ke'echad, and they have to be taken at the same time. You have to buy them together, right? So on, first of all, there's a sefer called the Pesach Hadvir. I don't know who wrote that, but he says this is a basis for a minhag. I never heard of this minhag, that your lechem mishnah should be the same. The same lechem mishnas. The two chals should be the same size, so that you should parallel the tzir lazatel. I'm only repeating it because I find it fascinating. I don't know if anyone's machmir on this, but I just thought it was very interesting.
What's lechem mishnah on Yom
Kippur? No, lechem mishnah every Shabbos. What's the connection? I don't know. But the Rav Hirsch has an amazing take-home mussar about this. He says that the Sir Lashem is slaughtered. When they come into the Beis HaMikdash, they're both there together. Both goats are there at the same time. They're both there. Each one's a happy little animal. The one Lashem is immediately killed, but all its pieces, all the blood, is used for Kedusha. It's used for Kedusha. It's all sprinkled, it's all kapara, it's all Kedusha. The one Lazazel, it's like, whoa, look, I'm spared, right? But the one Lazazel has a worse end. It's taken and thrown off the cliff. It's a bizayon. It's a degrading way to go. And that's the end of the Sir Lazazel. So if Hirsch says, everybody's born. They all have free choice. You can be a Lashem, you can be a Lazazel. He says it doesn't make a difference what your mara, what you look like, what bakoma, what family you were born into, what your social standing is, bedamim, how much money, how little money you have. It's all up to you. The choice is always yours. You can be Lashem, you can be Lazazel. So just a nice take-home message. But again, the Magen Mesharim said it's still a Raza deraza. It's still a big secret of all secrets. So anyway, we'll go on. So he said, so the Mishnah continues, the Afal Pish, now it's true. They all have to have these rules. But the Afal Pisha ain't shoving, but if they're not, you couldn't find. They're not the same. They don't look the same. Doesn't make a difference. Kasher and it's still kosher. It's still fine. Lakach, Echad Hayom, Echad Lamachar. What if you couldn't buy them at the same time? The guy in the store didn't have two. So you bought one today, you buy one tomorrow. Kasher and it's kosher. Now, Meis, Echad Mehem. Let's say one of them died. You bought two, one died. So, Im Achelo Higril. If it's before you do the lottery, then all you have to do is buy another one. Buy one more. Why? Because we said you could buy them on consecutive days. So it died, so get another one. If it died before the lottery, so you got Zug L'Sheni. Buy one animal, and now you have a new pair. But the Im Misha Higril Mace, if it died after the lottery, so you've already designated one's Lashem, one's Lazazel. So Yavi Zug Acher. You have to bring another pair, because it always has to be a pair. Once you did the lottery, that's set. Yavi zug achir v'yagril alehem batchila. You have to bring another pair and do another lottery. V'yomer, you say the following: Im shel shemes, if the one Lashem died, if that's the one that died, then zeh she'ala alav hagor Lashem yiskayim tachtav. The one that I'm going to pick now for Hashem should go kineged the one that died. V'im shel azazel meis, and if the azazel died, zeh she'ala alav hagor lazazel yiskayim tachtav. So I'm going to do a new lottery now, and the one that ends up being lazazel, that's the one should take the place of the one that died. So the word v'im here is a funny lashon, because presumably once you did the lottery, you knew which one was lazazel, which one was lazazel. You knew. I don't think the word v'im, and if it's the one, I think you know which one it is. He's just saying, whichever one died, then I'm really doing the lottery for the one that died. That's what the message, that's what the point is. Why am I doing a new lottery? Because I want to? No, because one died. So whichever one it was that happened to have died, you say this statement to demonstrate that that's why you're doing the lottery again. I'm only doing it again because the Lazazel died. I'm only doing it again because the Lashem died. I imagine that once the lottery was done, the animals were tagged. You knew which one was Lashem, which one was Lazazel.
The problem is the word in the middle, it says by Yomer, and then it says in, say,
Right, if, right, I was, right, what is the if? You know which one it is. What is the if?
Before they had a chance to tag?
It died mom right then before they had a chance, but once they did the lottery, I don't know, it's very, right, they put them on two sides, on two, one on the right, one on the left. No, no, but even if it died before that. But they had one on the right and one on the left, and he had his right hand and his left hand. So right away they knew which one was which. So if it died right then, after, they know. Right, and what do you say? If it's the one that Lazazel died, so I'm going to do another lottery, and the one whichever one's for Lazazel should take the place of the one that died. But you know which one was Lazazel. What do you mean, if the one for Lazazel died? You know which one died. Because you separated them. You know which one it was. So the word v'im doesn't mean if you don't know which one. It means if, which in other words, not im doesn't mean if. It means im here means whichever. Whichever one was Lashem, this should take its place. Whichever one was Lazazel, this should take its place. Not that you don't know, you do know. That's all. That's all it means. The Hasheni and the second one. Now you have an odd one out now. Let's say the one Lashem died. So now you have two Lazazels, right? So what do you do with the second Lazazel, or the first Lazazel actually? The Hasheni and the one left over. Yire ad sheyistoev. You let it go get a mum. You let it go graze until it gets a mum. Ah, we have learned that a chatos where it dies, similar types of cases. It goes lamisa, not to get a mum. The Mishnah addresses that. Once it gets the mum, you sell it. And with the money, you bring the davos. So the Mishnah says, she'ein chatos tzibur mesa. A chatos tzibur can never die. Because the tzibur can't die. So the chatos also can't die. Right? There are five cases where the chatos has to go lamisa and not to get a mum. And one of them was if the baal dies. Another one was if you have another chatos. But you lost it, you get another one, then you find it. That has to go lamisa. Similar case over here, but the answer is ein chatas sibur mesa. So the chatas sibur gets a mum. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, now Thomas, it does die. It does die. He holds chatas sibur also dies. Va'od Omer Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says a new thing, a new rule. Nishbach Adam, let's say the dam spills of the, I believe this is of the Lashem. So then Yomis HaMishtaleach. You have to, now the Mishtaleach now has to go die. Why? Because if the dam of the seir Lashem was spilled, you're not using this animal anymore. You have to get a new one. If you have to get a new one, you have to get a new Lazazel too. If you're getting a new Lazazel too, then the first Lazazel is going to go die. And vice versa. Meis HaMishtaleach, if the seir Lazazel dies, and they have to bring a new pair, you know what you do? Yishpach Adam. Spill the blood on purpose so that you can't use that animal. And therefore, you will be safe. Okay. Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara. One concept that here is a little difficult to understand, and the same exact thing Gemara is repeated four times. Tana Rabbanan. It says in the Torah, Yikach Shnei Tzeire Izim. So why does it say Shnei Tzeire? We know a rule that the minimum plural is always two. Because there's a rule that the Torah doesn't say things to make it more difficult to understand. So if the Torah ever said a plural number, like by, it says by Rashi points this out by Avram Avinu, and it says that Avram lived here yomim rabim than where he lived somewhere else. So Rashi says, what does that mean yomim rabim? How many years is that? Is that 2 weeks? Is that 50 years? So Rashi says the Torah never says things that you shouldn't understand what it's saying. So therefore Rashi proves that the longest amount of time we know that Avram lived in one place was 25 years. So when it says yomim rabim, must be 1 year more. 1 year more. The boys always go to the minimums. So it was 26 years. So Rashi says. But whenever the Torah says things like that, it's always that you should under. It's always the bare minimum, because otherwise it makes. Otherwise we have no idea what it means. We have no idea what it means. So it's always the minimum. So when it says plural goats, I know that's two goats, because the minimum plural is two. So why does the Torah say shnei? Yikach shnei se'ira izim. If it would say yikach se'ira izim, I would also know it's two. Right? The minimum plural is two. Matal mudloma shnei. Why does it say two? You know why it says two? Shehiyu shneim shavin. It should be the same. It should be the same. That's why it says two. To emphasize, to drive home the point that they should be the same. That's all. Now, minayin, how do I know? Sha'afal pisha ain't shneim shavin. What if they're not the same? Right? The Mishnah said that's the ksherin. How do I know that that's true? So the Gemara says, Talmud Lomar, Seir, Seir, Reba. because it says an extra word se'ir in the pasuk. It says the word se'ir twice. The extra word se'ir, by the way, as long as it's a se'ir. The bottom line is, all we care about is it has to be a goat. It doesn't have the exact same dimensions and features and price and value as the other one. It's not a problem. L'chadchil, it should be yes. But it's not a problem. How do I know that? Because it says an extra word se'ir. Just make sure it's a goat. That's the bottom line. Now, the Gemara says, Taima, the whole reason I know that it doesn't have to be exactly the same is the Rabbi Rachmana. Because the Torah went out of its way to say an extra word se'ir to let me know doesn't have to be the same. Hello, Rabbi Rachmana. Had the Torah not had that extra word, Habamina, I would have thought psulin. I would have thought puzzle. Why? Because the Torah says it's got to be shnei implies exactly. It got to be two of the same. Right? Shnei implies exactly. The Torah would add up and say to tell me no, but the bottom line is to be seir, which means any as long as it's a goat, it's toning down the requirement. So the Gemara says, but we have a rule that this is a very hard question. The rule is that whenever the Torah repeats itself, it generally means it to be ma'akev. Whenever the Torah says something more than one time, especially by kachim, it's ma'akev. It has to be this way. Like we have chukah, you have to go in order by Yom Kippur. You can't go out of everything. If the Torah repeats itself, it has to be in order. So here, ikuva minalan. How would I know that there has to be any order here? Because any repetition of words has been diluted by other repetition of words. First we said there's a repetition, it has to be the same. Then we said, no, not necessarily. So is there any indication that there's any equiv here? That if anything has to be that way? So the Gemara says, yes. So I would have thought, sheni ksiv. It says three times sheni. And the third one would have demonstrated li'ikuva. That's what the Gemara answers. So the Gemara asks, Fahashta the Rabbi Rachmana Seir Seir. But now that the Torah does say Seir Seir, which means it just has to be any old goat, and Lav Dafka, it has to be the same exact, if you don't have the choice. So Shani, 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 Lomeli. So then why does the Torah say Shani three times? So the Gemara answers, you're right. Chad Lamare, one for the appearance. Fichad Lakoma, one for the height. Fichad Ladam, one for the value. And Rashi points out, L'mitzvah v'lola akev. That's L'chatzilo, they should be the same. Now, we're going to have the exact same exchange three more times. Two by Mitzorah, and one by Karban Tamid. Tanya Nami Hachi, we want the same exact thing by Kivsei Mitzorah, by the sheep of the Mitzorah. What's that? That there has to be two sheep. So, what? Has to be brought together. So the Mefarshim explained the reason why that's not mentioned here is because the Pasuk says that. So that's, I don't even have to, that's not even a limud. It says Yikach, Shnei. So it implies at the same time. That the implication is they have to be brought together. So there's no even limud for that. That's a Mefarsh Pasuk. Yik, again, it's also on the Chachila. So by Mitzorah it says, Yikach Shnei Kvasim. You take two goats. Again, Mir Kvasim Shnayim. The minimum number of goats is two. Ma Talmud Lomar Shnei. Why does it say two? Sheyeyu Shneim Shavin. They should be the same. Also, similar idea, same value. Uminayim Sha'afa Pisha Ain Shneim Shavin Ksherin. And what if they're not the same? What if there's a shortage of sheep? You can't get the same. Is it kosher? Yes, it is kosher. How do you know? Talmud Lomar Keves Keves Riba. The word Keves. By the way, just make sure it's a sheep. Don't bring a different animal. Make sure it's a sheep. It's not the same. It's not a big deal. So, Taima, the Rabbi Rachmana. The whole reason why you could bring a different sheep, the sheep that are not the same, is because the Torah goes out of its way to say an extra word, Keves. Hello, Rabbi Rachmana. Had the Torah not said that, Havamina, I would have thought, Psulin. That you can't. It has to be Mamish the same. Ikuva Minolon said, and how would I know it has to be Akev? Because we're using the words to tell me other things. So the Gemara says the same answer. I would have thought, Tihiyaksiv. It says Tihiya. It should be. Meaning, it better be this way. It better be this way. Meaning, it's La'akev. Now, the Hashra, the Rabbi Rachmana, Keves, Keves. But now that I know that there is no La'akev, because it says Keves twice, so then Tihiya Lomeli. What does Tihiya mean? it should be. It shouldn't. It doesn't have to be. What does Tiyah mean? So the Gemara answers, L'shar hevyaso shel metzorah. Other things in the metzorah process have to be exact. The grass, the red string, the water, all these other things going on by metzorah, that has to be exact. Okay. Now we just did metzorah by keves. Now we're going to do the exact same issue by the metzorah of the birds. Metzorah also with two birds, by the way, two birds, right? Because the Rashi says, right? There's a chatterbox. He spoke lashon hara, so they bring two birds that also chatter all day long. Okay. V'tanya nami. We looked at another brisa, gabi metzorah. Ki agav, the same thing. It says tziporim. You have to bring birds. Tziporim is plural. Right? Mia tziporim is shnayim. The minimum number of birds is, minimum plural is two. If we don't have to bring two birds. Ma tamad lomar shtei. Why does it say two? Two birds? We know it's two birds. So the Gemara answers, shi yu shteim shavos. They should be the same birds. They should be the same. Same idea. Look the same, same height, same money. Uminayim sha'afal pi she'ein shavos k'sheiros. How do I know that what you don't have? You can't get two birds the same. Is it good? Yes, it's good. How do I know? Talmud Lomar, tzipor, tzipor, riba. Tzipor, it says an extra word, tzipor, and that is marbe. Just make sure it's a bird. It's not the same. It's okay too. Taima, the whole reason why it's good is because the Rabbi Rachmana. The Torah was out of its way to say, to emphasize, as long as it's a bird. Ha lo Rabbi Rachmana, if not for that ribuy, psulos. I would think if you bring two different birds, it's no good. So ikuva minola, again the same question. How do I know there's any indication that it has to be this way? The Torah is being ma'akev. How do I know? So the Gemara answers, sogadat dechamina tiyaktiv. I would have known it's ma'akev because it says the word again tiya. It should be, meaning it better be this way. It better be this way. Rabbi Rachmana Tzipar Tiya. Now that the Torah goes out of its way and says Tzipar, it says the extra word Tzipar, so then I know it's not Makif. And it's not Makif. So Tiya Lomali, what does the word Tiya come to teach me? The Gemara says the same exact answer, L'shar Havyaso Shel Metzorah. The other aspects of the Metzorah have to be the same. Why twice? I don't know. Tell the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's true, that you're coming up with all these rules, if that's true, maybe, Gabe Tamidin Nami Nema. Let's say by the carbon tamid, I should say, you bring one in the morning, one in the afternoon, maybe they have to be the same. And we're going to say there's no rule at all, even L'chadchila, at any level, that the two carbon tamids have to be anything alike. But why not? Let's say they should be alike. You know why? Because it says, name a kvasim, it says it should bring two carbon tamid, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, is a plural over there. Mir kvasim shnayim. That means two. Ma talmud lomar shnayim. So why does it say shnayim? If I know that you have to bring two, why does it say the word two? Maybe it's to tell me, shi shnayim shavin, that they have to be exactly the same. Uminayin, and how would I know, sh'afa pishen shnayim shavin ksherin? What if they're not? Two, is it good? Yeah, it's good. How would I know that? Talmud Lomar, Keves, Keves, Riba. Because it has the word Keves. What's the question? The question is, at least the Chachila should be the same. And the Gemara says, Ulu mitzvah hachi nami of dinan. We don't have such a rule. A mitzvah, the Chachila, a mitzvah that should be the same. We don't have any rule like that for Karban Talmud. The question is, why not? Why not? We're doing it by Mitzorah, by Yom Kippur, maybe by Karban Talmud also. This whole limud, exact same limud, that l'chachili, you should try to have two animals that look the same. Oh, you can't. But l'chachili, you should. We don't even have l'chachili like that. Why not? So the Gemara answers, hahu mibayla l'chidatanya. Because we need these extra words for entirely other reasons. What are they? Shnayim layom. Why is it shnayim layom? There's the word shnayim over there. So the Gemara says, it's keneged hayom. Meaning, as the sun is rising. That's the optimum time. Kineged hayom. That's what it means. Shnayim hayom. Kineged hayom. Ata omer kineged hayom. You tell me it means kineged hayom as the sun's rising. Oeinu ella chovas hayom. Maybe that means a chovas hayom. You better, you got to do this. It says shnayim hayom. So the Gemara says, no, that, I know that from a different pasuk. Kishu omer esakeres echad taseh boger v'esakeres hashen taseh bein arbayim. Harei chovas hayom amor. That's the chovas hayom. I already know that. So ma ani mekayim shnayim hayom. Why does it say an extra thing, Shnayim Layom? What does that tell me? That it has to be lechatchil, should be ma'akev, that they should be the same? No, different rule. Keneged hayom, it should be keneged hayom. Ketzad, what does that mean? Tamid shel shachar, the morning tamid, hayanishchat al keren tzfonis maravis, it was shechted, it was slaughtered on the northwestern corner, right? Because the sun's rising in the east, so you get the face of the sun on the west. Right, Rashi says the walls are very tall, so you're waiting for the sun to go over the horizon. And where would this be shechted? Al tabas shnia, on the second row of rings behind the mizbeach. There were rows of rings. There were 24 rings, six times four, four rows, six in each row, and you know, 24 mishmaros. Each mishmar was given one ring, and that ring was connected to the ground. That's where they would put the animal there to harness the animal so they could slaughter it easily. And the Be'iri points out, but when it came to the Karban Tamid, everybody would use the same ring. Everybody would use the same ring. On the northwestern corner of the Mizbeach, of the Heichal. The northwestern corner of the Mizbeach, right behind the Mizbeach. Why the second row? So first Rashi says, I don't know. Rashi says, Eini Yodea. And Rashi gives an answer, maybe, because in the second row, then you can fit the legs in one of the rings of the first row and hold it down even better. That's what Rashi suggests. But his first answer is, he's I don't know. But that's what then he suggests, because then you can have more, you can hold the animal down better. Anyway, Mishal Ben Harabayim, and the afternoon carbon, Hayanishchad al Kerem Mizrachus Tzvonis, you'd slaughter on the northeastern corner, because now the sun's setting. Can I get a yom again? Al Tabas Shnia. On the second row, by the edge of the rings. Musaf and Shal Shabbos, but the Musaf of Shabbos, Vaday Tzmich and Shiyu Shneim Shavim. The Musaf of Shabbos, that certainly has to be the same. Not the Karban Tamid of Shabbos, but the Musaf of Shabbos. Why? So I saw because it's Zachar and Shamar, but they're the same. It's an illusion. Shabbos, we always think that they're the same. They're all equal, they're all of equal value, and that's alluded to, that the Musaf, the extra specialness of Shabbos, has to be exactly the same. We'll stop here, and it's sort of a new beginning over here, and we will continue tomorrow.